State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
And we're back. What's up, y'all? It's your girl AJ. Welcome to a new episode of We Talk Back. Hey.
And it's Tam Bam, y'all. Hey, y'all. I love y'all. What's up, AJ?
How was your weekend?
Saturday I spent time with my family, hanging out. I saw some family I ain't seen in a while, debated about Christianity, the government, the vaccine.
Sounds
about
like a
3 hours.
Sounds like a good old AJ time.
For about 3 hours, girl. I am so sick of talking to people. I'ma just not talk to people no more.
Yeah, you're gonna talk to people on this show because we under contract.
Hey, look, that's about it. Bitch, if I ain't getting paid, I'm not talking. I'm sorry, because I just want to be surrounded by like-minded people.
No, that's
that
not
way.
No.
Yes, I'm not trying. Listen, here's who I am. I'm not the type of person who tries to force my point of view on people. My ego is just not that big. So I usually wait for people to come around. Like, I'll have little random little debates, arguments, and like, I'm not talking about that shit no more. And then when that person then comes around, then we'll have a discussion about it. But I'm no longer interested in trying to make motherfuckers see the light. I'm just not.
Yeah, I like being in a room of diverse opinions just because it helps with growth for me.
Yeah, but I already know I'm argumentative, right? So to avoid any unnecessary stress, I just don't want to debate.
Speaking of stress, this weekend, one of my friends almost had a stroke, only 40 years old. Blood pressure was 2,000 over 2,000, something crazy like that. You know, he almost went into borderline, I don't know what it was called, borderline stroke or some shit like that, and had to be admitted into the hospital. And he's trying to open a club. He got all these different businesses running at the same time. And I just want to talk to you guys about stress, man. You can chase all the money in the world, but if you dead, you can't have none of it.
Exactly. So you gotta take care of yourself.
Cut all that dumbass salt out of your diet. Start eating to live and not living to eat, and minimize your stress, guys, for real. That was my weekend. I'm out here running around buying heart monitors off of Amazon and all shit for this nigga because I'm worried about him. You know, he's 40 is young.
Is he on medication or something?
He is now. He is now.
Oh, he has high blood pressure?
And he's not even fat.
Did he not know he had high blood pressure?
Mm-mm. He was in the mall, going to buy him some shit and almost fainted. And they had to help him with a glass of water. He went to the hospital and they did his blood pressure and it was like astronomically high. So you guys, that's a word of advice. Take care of yourself because we can go up out of here, you know?
I got a blood pressure cuff because I can literally
That's what
feel-
I bought him.
Yeah, I could feel, like, I don't have high blood pressure per se, but if I get, like, upset, my shit be elevated so quick, like, to where I just gotta, you know, stop talking, completely shut down to come back because, man, I got multiple people in my family who had strokes, like, around my age. So
yeah, y'all take care of yourself.
So let's talk about a little bit of stupid internet shit right quick.
This week, yeah, what's the stupid shit? Oh, well, I don't really think this is stupid, but so, a lot of people did. There is a video that was going around of Bernice Burgos and her daughter, and they did like a TikTok about wilding out and shit. And then it was the video of them together in the club, and the daughter was like rolling her hips to the music, and Bernice was like, you know, cheering her on and shit. And it's people that feel a way about a mother-daughter duo being out playing together like
girl,
that.
Girl, people so fucking stupid. First of all, we in our 30s, and grannies right now are our age. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Middles, late 30s at this point. It is what it is. But people just did not just start having babies young. She had her child young, and she grew up with her kids. So I'm pretty sure they're really, really close. Right. And good friends.
Bernice is, she's in her 40s now though, right?
Yeah, but her daughter is like 24 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
With a child. So this is a grown
woman.
They're
two grown-ups. Yeah. They're two adults. It's not like her 16-year-old daughter.
And my mom is, my mom is 68, and I'd definitely be twerking in the kitchen with her. I'm sorry.
Right. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a good relationship. Like I'm not your little friend. Okay, you some moms don't have to be your little friend, but some moms can. It's okay. It's not a big deal to me. I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't know. I guess they feel like Bernice needs to grow up because she's a grandmother. Like, no, shit, you only as old as you feel.
Who defines what that looks like, you know?
I definitely don't. I don't. That's just not one of the things I give a fuck about to even comment on.
Yeah, me neither.
My fingers don't allow me to be a hater, so.
Yeah. my mom is a lot of fun. I don't know if she'll go to a strip club with me, but she'll do just about anything or any drugs with me either. Now that I think about it, she really ain't gonna do shit now that I think about it. But she's still a ton of fun. Still a ton of fun.
Look, now you see how they're trying to cancel Dave Chappelle. Now that's some real bullshit. And I don't know who the hell this organization is, the National Black Coalition, whatever. Like, y'all not speaking for me. Y'all don't represent me. So I'm trying. Why you look like that?
I'm scared to talk about this shit, man.
Why?
Because the LGBTQ community and the trans community, which is also a member of LGBTQ, they are like the mob out this bitch. I don't want to die. I don't want nobody to like end me.
Listen, first of all, God won't allow anybody to cancel us. First of all. And the second thing is the basic thing Dave Chappelle was trying to communicate is that you're black before you gay. He really wasn't talking shit about the gay community. He really was talking about white folks. He really was talking about white people in that.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck y'all were watching. And if you're watching something with a confrontational mind, you already going to be on some bullshit.
Especially with a comedian. Because, I mean, he made a lot of jokes that were misogynistic. And I wasn't like, oh, fuck Dave Chappelle. I have a real pussy. Like, I didn't do that.
Man, no, we can be like that with them. Like, we got real pussy over here. Like,
yeah.
You heard what he said? Like, it's beyond pussy or impossible pussy.
I'm scared. Don't laugh too hard, bitch. We gonna be.
No, hell no. I'm
laughing. We ain't gonna have no episode next week.
Listen, the fucking show is fun. If I try to cancel Dave Chappelle, hell no. When Dave Chappelle did, he intentionally did that show to cause an uproar. And he knew it would be his last one for a while. Yeah. He said it when he first started. And it's the closer. It's like, this is it. End game. I'm not fucking with y'all people no more. Don't fuck with me. I'm sorry. Right, whatever, but, how you feel.
But bitch, me and you, this is the beginning. This is the opener. So don't get us canceled, ho.
Man, if they want to cancel us, so be it. For just laughing at some shit. Girl, why are you yelling at me?
Because, bitch, shut up.
I never been scared of nobody. The hell? I'm not about to let them people bully me.
All right, you guys, we'll be back. We're going to pay some bills real quick.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive, the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right. So to kick today's topic of discussion off, we did get an Ask a Black Friend. And y'all know Columbus Day was also on Monday, which they've also changed it kind of to Indigenous Peoples Day. That's what I would be more aligned with, because I don't know who the fuck. Columbus ain't never been in America.
So is Indigenous People Day and Savage Cracker Day?
Basically.
Okay. I like the balance.
All right. So first of all, I want to thank our listener for sending in this Ask a Black Friend question for this week. Talk to him. So here it is. So I have a question for Ask a Black Friend segment.
Okay. Hold on. I know you're going, and I want to interject. You said ask a Black Friend, like chop them down. We not killing no niggas on this show.
First of all, you know I'm Geechee. Look, we make four words into one, all that shit. Like, whatever. First, and Geechee is a governed language, okay? So it's English. Anyway, so here's what she says. Since we're society removing Confederate statues, as we should, what role does the Gateway Arch in St. Louis play? How long until it's also removed? Not trying to play devil's advocate, but seems like a very slippery slope. Growing up, my history class wasn't as informative as it is today, but isn't that what we need to learn, even as we get older? To learn from the mistakes of our past, even at its most gruesome. I celebrate 45 years in this world and try to make it better than what it was before me. My area isn't very well versed, unfortunately. But that doesn't stop me from loving others more than myself. I truly love your podcast and look forward to listening to you ladies each week. Keep fighting the good fight. Always know that my heart and house is open. Hope you like coffee. So that's our Ask a Black Friend question for this week.
There we go.
Okay. I believe the statues and stuff, I mean, we know what they represent, right? Mm-hmm. Within a reasonable means, yes, take them fucking shit down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, time change, history changes. I mean, history doesn't change. But there's also the truth, though. The whole fucking arch, though.
That shit big. I don't know how long that's going to take it down. I mean, if we're going there, we might as well just bulldoze the whole country over and start over, honestly, sis. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're getting at. And I mean, I feel like you are playing devil's advocate a little bit, because that is
too heavy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to knock down. But I mean, yeah, I get what you're going for.
Yeah. I lived in St. Louis for 5 years. I've been up in the arch. That's a major, like, it's a big structure. And at this point, it represents the current state. I mean, city of St. Louis.
Because, I mean, we could just change what it represents instead of trying to knock that whole motherfucker down. those monuments of a person who represented, you know, the oppression of Black people, those are easy to take down. And it's an actual person. You can't change who a person is, you know. You can't take a statue of Robert E. Lee and be like, nah, we gonna call him Robbie now, and he represents this. No, it's the same motherfucker every time. But the Golden Arches, we can change what it represents. I feel like that would be a better idea than
the Golden Arches, the St. Louis Arch, girl.
Bitch, I'm hungry. But fuck this.
You talking about McDonald's? What the hell just happened?
Bitch, I did not have breakfast yet, okay?
Look, so the history of the arches, the arch was put up and it displaced a lot of indigenous Black African Americans when it was resurrected. So it displaced a lot of people to put the arch up.
Right, and didn't let them work on it. Didn't even let them get paid to help put the motherfucker up.
Yeah, so this is why our listener is asking, you know, should the arch then too be taken down? I don't think we're going to go that far. And like Tam said, you might as well take the whole fucking country down, because there's a lot of things that still represent hatred. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't change the people.
Right.
You know, so.
But thank you for listening in, and thank you for the coffee. Send me your address. I'll pull up. I do enjoy coffee. You got French vanilla creamer. I fuck with that too. Thank you, sis. This is a great segue, actually, because we are talking about the heinous crimes that have been committed against Black men in America. All right, it says, shocking new details were revealed surrounding the tragic death of Jelani Day. A coroner's report states that the young man's organs and eyeballs were missing when he was found last month. In an eye-opening report by the Chicago Sun-Times, the LaSalle County coroner revealed Jelani Day's autopsy report where it described the condition of his body. Day's liver, spleen, and other organs were missing along with his teeth and eyes. A second report was conducted by the family's private forensic pathologist who says Day's jawbone was sawed out.
Sawed out?
Sawed out, bitch. And this is on Hollywood Unlocked. This is crazy.
So this story isn't new to us. Black men have been going, Black men and women, because there's a lot of Black women missing. Mm-hmm. But Black men have been mysteriously hung around the country over the last few years. I mean, this has been happening since forever, but, you know, in the media, in the last few years. Girl, this makes me feel so sick to my damn stomach.
It's disgusting. What about a young boy, Kendrick Johnson, in like 2013, where they found his body rolled up in a mat in the gymnasium? And I feel like they took his organs out too without his family's consent.
Yeah, so.
And that was in Valdosta.
So Jelani Day, body was found, no organs, jawbone sawed out, allegedly.
Eyeballs and teeth missing.
So he was reported as a missing person early September.
It says his body was found September 4th.
Right. So they had his body all that time. They just didn't tell his family.
Mm-hmm.
The story actually got, you know, more news coverage because people were comparing him being missing to the young white woman whose body mm-hmm. was found in Wyoming. We talked about her last week. Why is there no sense of urgency when Black people go missing in America? There is a whole organization called Black and Missing.
Mm-hmm.
We literally have to find ourselves. Yeah. There's nobody helping to find and locate missing Black children, missing the thousands of missing Black women. And with trafficking at an all-time high, it's just some shit that makes you go,
What are they doing with us?
So I know he was found in a body of water. I was thinking maybe something attacked him. Like maybe, you know, somebody obviously killed him, right? He ended up mm-hmm. in the water. But then maybe something bit his face, started eating him in the water. But obviously, if his jawline was sawed out.
Sawed, that means, yeah, it would be
somebody killed him.
Right, right, right.
And mutilated his body.
Right. And if it was something that ate him, I don't think the organs would be missing in its entirety, like so perfect, you know? I think someone, they killed him to take his organs. And you think it's some old rich fucker who's dying and needs healthy body parts. What was that movie? Get Out?
Get Out.
And this listen, is some real life Get Out shit, bitch. That, all fiction comes from some fact, bitch.
People want to call me a conspiracy theorist. This shit goes on. This is why they go to Africa and they do all their testing on vaccines and all that shit on the black people over there. Mm-hmm. Because we are the dominant gene. So they got to see what these things do to us, right? Because they can't withstand this shit. So if you need new eyes.
What better than a young black man? Exactly.
I remember one 4th of July weekend. They were saying like some 50, 60 something people got shot. Some got killed in Chicago that mm-hmm. particular weekend, right? Mm-hmm. A black van riding around just randomly shooting people. If you are, and I just want y'all to think about this for a second. If you are a millionaire, say you like got $1 billion mm-hmm. and you have a young child dying and needs a kidney, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing you can't sell like legally are human organs. There's a real live black market for human organs. Right. And especially in Chicago and places where you could just blame random murders on gang violence while people continuously go missing. Mm-hmm. Somebody's paying for this shit. Like it's big in China. Why would y'all not think it's big over here? And the one thing America has always been in the industry of is trafficking humans.
Right. That's one of the oldest professions. Next to prostitution.
I was about to say, popping his pussies.
Next to prostitution.
Yeah, but America has always been in the business of trafficking humans. So when we see all this traffickingness and people missing, this is normal. America is definitely Frankenstein.
And what better group to do it to than to the group of...
The disenfranchised.
The minority disenfranchised African-American.
And this is why, if I were the vice president of America, I understand where Kamala Harris got up and she said, you know, don't come. That's the only thing you could tell these people. Listen, don't come here, man. These people are not playing fair. Don't come here. They're going to separate you from your fucking children. Your children going to end up in a system undocumented. Mm-hmm. I feel like they end up with pedophiles. Mm-hmm. Look at the legislation and stuff that's being passed. And I'm not saying like the gay community is aligned with being... pedophiles. That's not what I'm saying. But that particular group of people, they want to align themselves with the LGBTQ community as if being a pedophile is a sexual preference.
Right. I see that. And that's scary.
Exactly. So that the LGBTQ community should be concerned with that.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
You see, so now these people want to legalize pedophilia. Whose children are they going to have? Whose child are y'all going to get? Okay, let's just say, for instance, pedophilia is legal. Whose fucking kid are y'all going to get a hold of? It's going to be these undocumented kids that come across the fucking border that mm-hmm. this government is in cahoots with, and they separate these children, and these kids end up in the hands of these predators. Look how many judges.
Or children in foster care and orphanages exactly. and things like
Look
that.
Look how many judges, lawyers, police officers get caught up in these... child sex trafficking rings and shit like that.
It's scary. But, I mean, think about Henrietta Lacks, what they did to her body. They took her DNA, and they've been testing it for however long now, for years and years and years, and the family don't have shit.
They're trying to sue now.
Well,
right, they've been trying to sue forever, but they're suing now, which, as they should, I don't believe... that she died at John Hopkins Hospital. I believe she was murdered. If she had cells that were immortal, mm-hmm. which meaning they said she
they
had
can
cervical
recreate,
cancer.
Right.
They said she had cervical cancer, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They could recreate. She would have never died if what y'all are saying is true. Y'all had to kill her to use her for science.
Yeah, that's very possible.
And I just feel like, you know, with all the, let me go on a deep, 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 deep down the rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. Here we go, y'all. If y'all got some weed or a drink, go ahead and hit it or drink it right now.
Okay. What if while y'all are trying to find y'all ancestry and y'all putting y'all DNA out there and all that shit, niggas go to prison and get your DNA. I strongly believe that the powers that be are looking for a particular bloodline of people. We already know Black Americans are special. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when people go missing, I don't believe it's a random killing. I feel like they know exactly who they're looking for and they pluck them. Because all the information we put out there on social media, like, they know who we are. They know our bloodlines. They know us better than we know ourselves.
Well, let me just tell y'all this. I eat pork. My diet is very unhealthy. I smoke. Not cigarettes, but I smoke. Y'all don't want me. It would be a waste of time.
Hey, y'all don't want me because you're going to die trying to get me.
Period.
And that's just that on that.
I'm overweight. I have a poor diet. And I'm over 35. Go. That should protect me.
Oh, shit. Girl, I don't know. It's scary out here, man. And it's another young man who also went missing in Arizona. The guy, Daniel Robinson. So it says that his car was discovered by a rancher on July 19th, about 3 miles away from his work site where he was last seen. The vehicle had suffered crash damage and a pile of his clothing and belongings were discovered nearby. Arizona Buckeye Police Assistant Chief Bo Sanders told CNN that his officers have covered all of their bases in the search for Daniel Robinson. Mind you, his daddy had to travel to Arizona and recruit people to go out and look for his son himself, you know. They weren't even looking for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Daniel Robinson is his name. Mm-hmm, this is another missing Black man who needs to be on our radar. And I mean, after somebody's been missing so long, it's like, what's the likelihood of them even being alive?
Right.
So then your family then has to prepare.
Or even being found at all, their body or anything.
Yeah. So then basically your family just gets to, you know, get to preparing for the worst news ever.
Or never have any news. Can you imagine, like, your loved one, they just go about their day and they just never come back. They vanish and you just never hear or see from them again and you never find out what happened to them. That's got to be one of the most gut-wrenching experiences. And it happens to so many of us. And I'm sorry if you know that kind of pain. I'm very sorry to you. But I'm about to play devil's advocate a little bit here. Because we talk about our missing Blacks. And we talk about Black people being killed at the hands of law enforcement. What are we doing about when we do it to ourselves? What can we speak to our own killing in our community? The music that promotes killing.
So that's what we're taking a conversation at? Okay. So here's how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. People commit sin. Right. Sin is always going to be committed. It's just mm-hmm. the fact that people commit crimes in close proximity. So where mm-hmm. they are, right? So if you got right. a neighborhood with in your Black community. People, it's going to be in your community. If it's a community of Asians, there's going to be crime there. But what happens to Black people in America is that we're more publicized when we do some shit. It's going to be on the news. They're going to keep playing it on Instagram. It's going to, you know, keep playing on CNN and Fox News. Like, it's just going to keep playing and playing and playing. So everybody gets this image in their head that it's just Black people committing crimes. And it's just not true. White people commit crimes. Asians commit crimes. Hispanics commit crimes. Everybody commits crimes. What I'm saying is sin is, people are going to always sin. There's going to be nothing, any one group of people will ever be able to do to combat that.
Do you feel like Black music, hip hop, promotes murder more than any other genre of music?
Absolutely. It does. And
do you think that influences our youth in a way that makes it,
you know, when I was younger,
desensitized?
Yeah, and when I was younger, I would argue with my mom and tell her, like, she would be like, turn that rap shit off. Now, mind you, cussing at me while mm-hmm. talking about the cussing and the fucking music. Mm-hmm. But I never understood it until I got older. You do some drugs and you turn the fucking rap music on and now y'all heading in the car to go ruin the rest of your fucking life.
Mm-hmm. Or someone else's.
Yeah. So, of course, the music plays a big role in it. We got to change the music. That would be a start.
Right.
It would be a start, changing the music. But you got niggas that can't so much money, they would never.
Right. And then they got the people who promote it, like, they want to keep us at this low vibration. They want to keep us here in this low space.
I guess it's everything in moderation, because we like that music. We like listening
to that shit. I know. That's why I'm a hypocrite when I say that shit, because I'll be right out there in the club with my fake gun in my hand, like shooting it in the club, you know, to the song. But in real life, I would never harm anybody unless they're trying to harm me, because I can compartmentalize the music from my reality. But some people can't, and especially
kids.
Our youth.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. And then you consider that we have a portion of our youth that has no regard for life. And then we want other people to regard our lives.
They just need guidance. Because here's the thing. The gangs, those are our warriors. That's how I see them. They're just misguided. They need to be organized. It was like this whole big thing going around about a month ago to let Larry Hoover out of prison, because he's supposed to be like the savior for black people. First of all, what? Somebody else, please. Somebody else to organize these niggas, because we need our warriors. They're just misguided. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them don't have families, so they find families within the gangs or within the neighborhoods, the group of people. More opportunities. So along with changing the music, more opportunities.
About changing the mindset, because, you know, you got these young people, most of them are young, that are not afraid to take life, right? They're not afraid to take life. They can take a life, go home, eat a turkey sandwich, watch Dave Chappelle comedy series, and go to bed and just be fine. But George Zimmerman is still walking around this motherfucker. Like, where is our warriors for shit like that? To protect and serve the black community, not to kill each other. That's all I mean.
It's just stressful, man. It's just real, real stressful being black in America. It's lit. But this shit dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
Because we got to watch out for our own people. We got to watch out for them people. It's just, you know, when I lived away from Charleston, and I would come home, you know, on the weekends, just a party or something like that. Like, I would literally have to adjust. Like, if I want to go to the club or something like that, I would adjust my whole shit. Because I might have to beat a bitch up. Because people just so fucking unruly and just nasty. Like, black women are so nasty towards each other sometimes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Black men, like, just always looking for a problem. You took the gun to the club because you already just mad and you wish a nigga would. For no reason. Like, you just angry because you just don't have the resources you think you should have. Like, the energies has to be refocused. Like,
how,
it's just
how,
real
though?
Witchcraft that's been done on us, man.
How though? That's the thing. How do we would need some type of major paradigm shift in the consciousness of black America.
It's happening. I believe it's happening. I believe You don't be on Clubhouse like that, but I believe like platforms like Clubhouse allow people to meet their tribe of people and then they can organize outside the app. I believe there's a lot of information being spread amongst black people in a way that we were never able to do in the past. Mm-hmm. Even with podcasts, you know what I'm saying? Like, just us being able to talk and people listen, and, you know, maybe when we do live shows and shit like that, people could pull up.
Yeah, but then I that's very true. But then I also think about, have you ever looked at the story of King Von? When y'all just get a chance, just look at like his life and his lifestyle and what was going on with them young people in Chicago, man. They was on something different. Like, they was literally out here killing, like it was.
But we
Tuesday
talking about
afternoon.
Chicago. Chicago has been like that forever. It's just a bad spirit in Chicago. Let's think about the mob and how they were killing in Chicago. Unfortunately, it just seems like it's the culture, and it has always been the culture in Chicago, not just black people. The stuff that's happening to black people in America is not by mistake. It's all by design.
On the inside, I just feel like Cuba Gooding Jr. when he came in the house and started punching. Like, I really feel like that, bitch. Like, what can I do?
Man, we can only start with the youth. Because once somebody gets a certain age, it's like, man, you just can't even do shit with them. You got to start with the youth.
Well, you, I mean, you know, and I find it hard to talk to them sometimes. Like these
kids, I'm talking about little kids. I'm talking about, you know, kids are most impressionable from ages, they say like 3 to 7 or some shit like that. I'm talking about little kids. I'm not talking about
these teenagers, man. I was outside trying to rap to these little kids. I said rap. I sound like somebody, auntie. I was trying to talk to these teenagers that be riding their bikes in the street downtown Charlotte. And these little niggas was not trying to hear nothing I had to say. And then they rode off on their little bike and it was like, you got a fat ass though. I'm like, man, fuck these kids.
Debbie!
Fuck these kids. That's how I felt. So I don't know, man.
Girl.
Let's pay some bills real quick. We'll be right back.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's a little heavy episode, Tam, but necessary. Mm-hmm. But I want to challenge everybody to go visit the blackandmissinginc.com website. Let's not wait on Instagram or Facebook, Ball Alert, whoever, to tell us about, you know, what's going on in our community. You can visit that website. They have all the missing Black people currently in the United States. I mean, there's another Black woman who's currently missing right now. She's been missing since September 8th. Her name is Sydney Palmer. And another woman, Ashley Galori, she's been missing from Houston, Texas since September 4th. So, I mean, we don't even see this stuff in the media. There's also websites like ourblackgirls.com, npr.org. So there's other resources out there where we can keep on top of these stories. And I mean, just take a look at the people, look at their stories. Shit, hopefully some of these people are alive and you might run into them, but you just got to know the faces though when you see people. So Tam, you also know they say that Black people make up 35% of the missing persons reported in America.
But only 13% of the country.
Yes.
Over half of the incarcerated, but only 13% of the country. It's just everything. Lord, help us understand what you're trying to tell us in this country. We are just behind enemy lines. It feels like it. Black women die more during pregnancy than any other one. It's more Black people dying from coronavirus. We're going to jail more. No?
No. That coronavirus shit is not true. If y'all visit the CDC website, white people dying from corona. More than
blacks.
I mean, they'll say it's more white people, but yeah, the statistics does not show that black people are dying more. You know what I want to do right now? I want to call all fucking witches. Calling all witches. Calling all black witches in America.
What?
We need to get together and do something, man.
That's AJ, y'all. I don't know nothing about that.
Calling all black witches, yes. Hit us up at We Talk Back Podcast.
Hit AJ. CC AJ, okay?
Yeah, y'all hit us up because, listen, we got to figure something to fuck out, child. All right, so y'all, on a lighter note, let's get back to our regularly scheduled ratchet episode. All right. Let's go into our dumb bitch segment, please.
Dumb bitch stories.
You're so dumb.
Because we've all been a dumb bitch at least once or twice. All right, here it goes, you guys. Says, hey guys, I want to tell my story and maybe get some advice. I've been dealing with this man on and off for 6 years. He recently moved to Los Angeles and I live on the East Coast, so we don't see each other as often. I started seeing a military man 5 months ago and he treats me so good and things are going great. Anyway, to make a long crazy story short, I slept with both of them within the same week unprotected and they both shot up the club.
Oh,
now,
shit.
I know. Now I'm pregnant and I don't know who the father is, but that ain't the worst part of it. The boo from LA found out about the military boo, and now he says I need to pay him $5,000 by Halloween or he will contact the military boo to let him know that we are still fucking. Should I pay him? I really love the military boo and I think he can provide a good life for me and my new child. Please help.
Wait a fucking minute. Okay, so why is she being extorted for $5,000? We need someone. Why is she being extorted?
So she says the LA boo found out about the new military guy, and he said give him that $5,000 by Halloween, or he gonna tell that nigga that she out here fucking.
Wow, is she married to the guy in the military?
No, it says they've only been dealing with each other for 5 months.
Wow. Okay. So basically, you need to have an abortion. Hey, look, bitch, usually we are we pro-choice and pro-life. It just depends on the situation. Like, women should have the choice, right? And this, like, what is happening, bitch? If you want to save yourself some embarrassment, like, how pregnant are you?
Right. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. Like,
how pregnant are you, girl?
This is an ugly position to be in because you can pay this man $5,000 and then the baby be his. And now you done gave him money and got to be stuck with him for life because you be pregnant by him.
Hell no, she just gave his ass a down payment on child support. Give him that fucking baby. Come get your damn baby.
I'm not paying. No, I'm not. I will not be extorted by terrorists. We do not negotiate with terrorists here in the United States. I would block him. And if he tell, say it ain't you. deny. That ain't me. It was not me. He could send him to the messages between y'all. That still ain't me. Photoshop is real. It's 2021. I don't know, girl. That's an ugly situation. But you really out here fucking with a nigga who will try to get $5,000 out of you. Sound like he broke.
Exactly. And it sound like, why does he even know about the other guy? I wonder if the guy in the military, I'm assuming that's her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because why does this side dude think he can extort her out of $5,000 or he's going to tell on her to this guy? The fuck?
That
is so messy.
I'd be like, look, I three-way this nigga. You can call him. I'm not paying $5,000 to nobody about no dick.
Like, we need to start giving real advice. So, do we have some real helpful advice for our listener?
Okay. Go to the abortion clinic. Sorry, I'm joking. No, that's not my advice. Because motherhood, that's a blessing from God. If you decide that you want to keep that child, by all means, keep the child. But you might have to suffer the repercussions. I would not tell you to pay that man nothing because he could still tell whether you give him that $5,000 or not, you know. Now you $5,000 short. even if you got that, you know, you 5,000 short and the military nigga gonna find out. So, or he could always hold that over your head when he low on money again. He could come back and be like, yeah, I'm gonna need another 2,500. This month is slow.
And it's like, he probably knows she can get money out the mm-hmm. guy. He's basically extorting
the new
guy
nigga.
Who could also be possibly be the baby's father.
Right.
This is messy. Listen, ladies, if you're gonna have sex with multiple people, use a condom with at least one. Or both, like Tammy always be saying. I use kind of everybody. Whatever. Shit happens. Yes. Sometimes, you know, it's a drunk night. Whatever, it happens. You grown. People do shit. Slip and slide. And yeah. Somebody you got to use a condom with. You can't just be enjoying all the damn raw dick.
No, I don't happening? Know. I don't even know what raw dick feel like no more. I've been getting Ken doll penis for years.
Like, I don't even want to have sex because I gotta use a condom. I don't want to. Ugh.
Yeah, so, but you don't want to end up in shit like this, you know?
Hell no, not at this age.
Let me tell you why I always, always, always use a condom. Because I just imagine myself like in a hospital bed, dying from something that I could have prevented, and with my family around me, and they're like, "Oh, she dying from sick dick." I don't, you know, I don't. I'm scared of that. I'm so terrified.
Y'all better stay prayed up.
Well, Halloween is around the corner, baby. So I don't know, either you gonna get it. Are you gonna trick or you gonna get tricked? Because it ain't no treat for you in this situation.
Is it gonna wiggle and walk or just wiggle?
You going to hell.
This is not funny. Yes, women. Guys, yeah, women, we be making fun of abortion. We do make fun of it. And it's not funny. It's a very serious matter. And we shouldn't be laughing about telling a woman to go and get an abortion. But it's a real reality for a mm-hmm. lot of women. Like, things happen. You may even plan the pregnancy, right, with this man. And he mm-hmm. finds out you're pregnant and he wakes up like, he never knew how women get pregnant, mm-hmm. and he can be indifferent about it. And now you stuck with this decision to make, because I'm not into forcing anybody to do anything. So we end up in the fucking dumbest situation sometimes, unintentionally. This particular situation, I mean, you having sex with multiple people, you letting
you're
them
being dishonest,
ejaculating your vagina.
Right.
What did you expect? So either you're gonna be a woman, have your child, tell both men, hey, I'm pregnant, and I was sleeping with both of you. You could do that. That's an option.
That would be the most mature thing to do, honestly.
Yes. But?
But? I don't know, bitch.
Ask your mama, because this is rough. See if she wants another grandchild. Do you already have kids?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say here
if she has kids or not. She needs to message us.
Yeah, message back and tell us if you have kids already. But either way, I mean, that doesn't really matter. I wouldn't advise you to abort. That's not my real, I mean, it was funny when I said it the first time, but if I'm being in all honesty, that's up to you if you want to keep the baby or not. But it sounds like you do, because you're saying a good life for me and my new child. So that means like you've already made your mind up that you're going to have your child. And
but you need
cool.
to let that man know that that may not be his child. You can't be planning a future with him when you could possibly be carrying another man's child. That's very deceitful.
Very.
And it's just mean and nasty, and it hurts men. A lot mm-hmm. of men deal with that shit. That's how Murray has a whole TV show about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to be honest with him from day one and just deal with whatever
the repercussions of your choices. But don't send that nigga $5,000. I will say that. I'll send him a dollar. You're going to need that for your baby. Congratulations to you, though. Motherhood is beautiful. And good luck. Write us back and tell us what happens. Don't give that nigga no money, girl. All right.
This was a heavy episode, so I don't know. I just encourage everybody to go look out there and see about our people, man. Check on your people. Talk mm-hmm. to your people. I think a lot of times people may be going through things and they could possibly take off, but then they end up in bad situations somewhere. Right. That's what happens to a lot of young women. I know for sure. Make sure your people good, man. Check on their mental health.
And let's just love one another.
and hugs.
Yes, we can. Yeah.
A lot of hugs, man. Hugs saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
When you be going through it and somebody hug you, don't you just break down?
Mm-hmm.
Like as soon as they
That's
hug
what
you.
Sometimes I'll be like, don't touch me because I'm going to cry.
You got to hug your people, man.
Yeah.
Share that energy right quick.
Yeah.
But we thank you guys for tuning in. And if you enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagram. Keep sending us some dumb bitch stories, all that good shit. Ask a Black Friend. We Talk Back podcast on Instagram. Or you can hit us up via email at wetalkbackpod@gmail.com.
And I'm Official Tam Bam. I love y'all.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.